7 minutes after 10 o'clock, Thursday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And on the phone with us is Becky from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Been a couple weeks since I've talked to you, young lady.
Well, let's see, what can I say? I guess I took a little vacation.
You get to do that.
I do. Once in a while, I kind of get away.
Yeah.
But I was in an area where I couldn't call in because I couldn't hear.
Uh-huh.
Down in the Ozarks. You know how the mountains are in the Ozarks.
Yeah, so, those pesky old mountains.
But Brad did it. Brad always does a great job.
Brad did a bang-up job. He kept us all informed, told us about the doggies and the kitties and everything else you guys have got going on.
Yeah, we've had a lot of excitement. I was here for the huge garage sale, the rummage sale that was given to us. And as you know, the proceeds for that was just unbelievable. $3,400, and I just can't believe people are so generous. A lot of people would go and say, I don't really see anything that I want or need, and they would just hand us a cash donation. So that was very, very nice to Kelly, and we certainly appreciate all her hard work and her staff. They did a great job. So, and because of that, we had some adoptions. That's the other great news. And that's
great news indeed, yeah.
Getting our name and our face out there. And then we also ran a two-day special, because as you know, it's all across the United States. Shelters are just packed. They're just overwhelmed with as many animals coming in.
Right.
And so with the cost of fuel, our rescue groups have dried up. They don't want to come, and it's very expensive for us to go. So we're all struggling trying to get these animals placed. So we ran a two-day special. That also was a huge success. We had two cat adoptions from that. We had some names that's going to sound familiar on our dog list. We had Josie, Cecilia, Nancy, Troop. I'm sure the people that listen in, these names are familiar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, go ahead.
I recognize Troop's name there, definitely.
Yes, and Nancy. I talked about Nancy.
Oh, sure, yeah. They got homes now.
Yes, they did. They sure did. And then we had some other adoptions that came out of it, too, because people came back to the shelter. And so it was very, very, very well done, and happy about all that. And we still are running an adoption special. We're trying so desperately. It will be till the very end of the month. That's a week from today. You've taken $10 off all adoptions and $20 off for any animal that's been to the shelter for over 30 days.
Okay.
So trying to get these guys that have been with us out. And one thing that we're proud of is that we do try to keep our adoption fees low. And we had some people that came in from Wichita a few months back, because they were looking around the website and they saw the dog that they really thought they would enjoy having, plus the fact that our adoption fee was at the lowest that they found. And I realize some of these other shelters probably provide more services before the dog or cat goes out, but we try to keep it low because of the area that we're in. We
Right.
want our people to be able to afford these animals. And when you put a discount on an adoption, sometimes it's kind of a catch-22, because you're thinking, well, if they really can't afford the adoption fee, can they afford the animal? But I like to look at it, if we gave them a break on that part of it, that allows them to spend more money on the food and collars. And so I want to believe it's the best thing to do. So
more
anyway,
money, yeah, more money for toys for the kitty cats.
I thought about you the other day. I was out the shelter working, and I picked up this bag, and it was just full of cat toys that someone had donated. And I had to laugh as I thought about you and your kittens and cats. So anyway, your stories are charming, and they stick with us. And I appreciate you always talking about animals.
Well,
that kind of reminds me of the word here, too.
You know how cats will bring you something if they love you? You know, they'll go catch something and bring it to you.
Yes.
I think it was Monday. I'm sitting there watching TV, and Monty, my 4-year-old black cat, comes walking into the room with a catnip mouse hanging from his jaws, and he dropped it at my feet and looked up at me. So I thought, well, that's nice of him. He's bringing me a catnip mouse. So I bent over to pick it up. He knocked it out of my hands. He said, I brought it for you to look at, not touch.
Yeah, you fell for it.
I did.
He was just hoping. Well,
yeah.
I hope you reach it.
He's wanted,
thing, so I,
he just wanted praise. He didn't want to actually give it to me. Look at, I caught Dad. Anyway, so tell us about your population down there now.
All right. Well, we are still full. I mean, even though it sounds like we've had a lot of placed animals, they come in daily. And as I was leaving yesterday, Paul, our animal control officer, was pulling in. And we don't know if it's the season, what is going on, but we seem to have more animals coming in kind of early for us. I mean, mm-hmm. usually it's a little bit later in the summer the puppies and kitties hit. But we have a lot to offer. We have some really cute kittens that are now available. I'm going to start with the cats. And we have some kittens. There's a group of five. And they're from three different litters, but they rolled up the same age, so we were able to put them all together. So we've got white. There's some white ones. There's some gray ones. There's some tiger stripes. There's two white. The females are white. And then there's three gray tiger males. And, oh, I bet they're, you know, that 9 to 10 week old, just cute as they can be.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really cute. So if anyone wants a tiny kitten, we've got some available. We have Grit. He's grown up at the shelter. Been here since he was delivered at the shelter. He's gray and black tiger. He's a nice kitten. He's very playful and very, very friendly because, of course, he's had lots of human attention and kindness. Hadley is our beautiful gal. This is a Russian blue. She's gray in color. She's around 4 to 5 years old, very affectionate. Dublin is a black kitten with white on his face, and he's a little shy when he came in, but he's warmed up now, and he will be available on Friday for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a few of the cats we have. I've noticed there were two or three more that have come in that have not been with us long enough for us to feel comfortable in sending them out. So, but I think it's wonderful when we get these cat adoptions. I just do, because we know there's a lot of kittens out in the in the world that they just multiply kind of like the mice do.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So it's
yeah.
One, yeah, it's just wonderful when people actually come to the shelter and say purchase. That's not correct. They
yeah.
Adopt.
That, right.
That. And because they know it's healthy, or as healthy as we can be, it's had shock, it's had attention. So anyway, that's the cats and the kittens. On our dogs, an old name, sounds very familiar, good old Theo, our Dr. Pepsi, is still with us and just hasn't found the right, it's just sad. There's nothing wrong with these dogs. They just haven't found the right person yet, or maybe that person just doesn't know that Theo's there, so they need to go on our Facebook page and take a good look. They've even been putting videos of the dogs, and I think that has really been very successful because they actually can see the dog outside of a kennel. He's outside, he's playing, he's minding, and I do think that's helped some of the adoptions that we've had. So Theo is still with us, and he's about a year old now. And we know that he likes junk food, and he likes Dr. Pepper, so he might be someone's best friend. They
I would
give
say.
Him a chance.
Yeah.
Bella. Here's old Bella. I have tried to be extra kind to Bella, kind of help her with a special adoption type thing, because she's just a good girl. She got to go to the rummage sale day with us, and so well behaved all day long. We had him in and out because it's so hot, but we'd walk him through the crowd. And there'd be other dogs that people would bring. She barked at the other dogs. Children were running up to her, loving on her. She was fine with that. She's just a good girl. She just doesn't have that outstanding appearance that, you know, some dogs have. But she's gorgeous inside as well as out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's black with some goldy streaks throughout her coat. She's, probably around 40 pounds. Just a nice medium-sized dog. In fact, I took her to the event in the back of my truck, in the back seat of my truck, and she just sat there, just
mm-hmm.
crawled in and sat there and kind of looked around. The air conditioner
sure.
was blowing on her. She was thinking, dang, I think I've died, gone to heaven.
I think this is wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, it was really cute. So anyway, Bella's still there, and Shelby is also a name that's familiar. Shelby also attended that day. She is spayed. She is a hound. It's black and tan in color, around 60 pounds. She knows to sit, stay, and no heavy breather when she gets excited. I'm cute. We have Blue, who is neutered, two-year-old, white and black with some tick marks, one blue eye, one brown eye.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Snark, very handsome five-year-old male. He's a shepherd husky mix, beige and white in color. One eye was damaged by an ornery kitty cat, but that happens sometimes. But lesson learned, I'm sure he'll never bother kitties again, but we think he's loyal, regal, and intelligent. We also have Dina. She's a female, brindle in color, about 6 months old, 30 pounds, medium-sized dog. and we have Mocha. And he said, not macho at all. She is a Mocha.
Mm-hmm.
He, sorry, Sweet Boy, 20 pounds, a carrier mix, black and white color, about 3 years old. Have two older dogs on our list. Cade is a neutered male. He's a shepherd mix, tan with some black on his back and neck. He's around 7 years old, about 65 pounds. And the last dog on my list is Cooper. She is a litter. She's in the same kennel with Cade. That's just how well these two dogs get along with other dogs. Brad puts them in together to save room, and they get along great. Cooper is also about 45 pounds, 6 to 7 years old. So another older dog. Some people enjoy that. They want that older, calm dog.
They're golden girls.
Yeah. There you go. But anyway, there's many more that I could go on and on, but I won't. And I know you're good about doing things like this, but you know what's coming up is the dreaded 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. And my advice is go buy a couple big bags of dog food and cat food and take it to the shelter instead of that money you're going to spend on fireworks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it's already started. I live out in the country, and last night I had taken my dog out, and we were just kind of enjoying the evening, and all of a sudden I heard it, and man, she took off to the door.
It's like you're living in the Ukraine, all the bangs and booms and... Yeah. And it goes on. They begin like in the middle of June, and they end in July, in August. It just aggravates me.
And you talk about animals coming into the shelter. That's when it happens.
Right.
They have gone. I mean, they are so frightened. They're like shot. We're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And cats the same way. I mean, a frightened cat, and then they take you days or weeks to find that frightened cat because they hide.
They sure
so
do.
Please remember your animals. Keep them inside. Get that radio turned up high. Better yet, go to somebody's house that doesn't have pets and fire your fireworks. I mean, it's a wonderful holiday for our country, absolutely, but please consider our full-legged friends when you're celebrating.
Yeah, if people would be a little more considerate, that'd be great.
It's true. And one other thing is just patience. Today's a beautiful day to be out with the dogs. I heard you discussing it late, and you will view it from the window.
Yeah.
But it is a nice morning. And if people want to go out and walk, it's probably the pavement's not bad. But just always remember that pavement is very hot on the pads. And sometimes you forget. And they don't know how to tell you except if they can't get to the grass. So
mm-hmm.
Two little things I want to mention. But anyway, that's it for today. And please contact us if you're interested in any of these animals or you have some donations. And that can even be your time. If you want to come out, donate some time and volunteer, we'd love to have people come out, walk the dogs, hold the kittens. Make them more sociable. Our telephone number is 620-309-4155. And you can call that number or text. We also have Facebook, Scottsdale Friends of Animals. You can go to Messenger and leave us a message. You can go on our link, look at the videos. And there's an email address for Brad. You can always contact Brad, jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. Better yet, come out to the shelter.
All
great
right.
Place to come out. It's air conditioned.
Yeah, that's the best part right there. Yeah.
They were happy campers and the cats. And while I was walking through and as I was leaving, I told Brad, I said, they don't realize how great it is in here for them with that air conditioner going. And
My cats like to sit by the fans and have it blow directly on them. So. All right, Becky, love talking to you.
Well, good talking to you. And like I said, come out to the shelter and see us. And thanks for all the support. And everyone have a great day and a better weekend.
And we'll talk to you next week. That's Becky Coffeyville, Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.